Before I forget, let me finish off the story of my book signing experiences. Yeah, I think I've said already in an earlier audiobook, before all sorts of things happened to distract me, like Erlingford and hunger and stuff like that. But I think I was telling you that I had a few different book signings in my life. And the first one was a journey in which, during which I signed a literary anthology, right? That's fairly straightforward enough. I edited it, I pulled it together, and various people in Bradford and Avon featured in it, and, you know, it sold out. My mother bought all the copies, so there are a lot of signed copies out there somewhere. No, it was published by Ex Libris Press in Bradford-on-Avon, by a wonderful local small publisher, fantastic guy. Anyway, that's for another story. The second book signing that I did was of a another book I helped pull together, and it's a cookery book. I helped bring into existence a cookery book. I didn't do this alone, but I helped bring into existence a cookery book based on a town. And there were a number of contributors, and each of the contributors had a page which was in which they featured their... there was a photograph of them, properly well-taken professional photograph taken by a stunning, young, talented local photographer. And then there was the story of why they had come to Bradford-on-Avon. That was it. The story of why they had come to Bradford-on-Avon. And they'd come to Bradford-on-Avon from many different places and for many different reasons. And on the right-hand side of the page, there was a recipe, their own recipe that they'd picked up. And if I tell you, for example, that one of the recipes most vivid in my mind was for grasshoppers, how to cook grasshoppers, it'll tell you the kind of book it was. The book was, I pulled the book together, I edited it, I contributed to it, all to raise money for the local conservation trust who were involved in conserving the physical environment of the town, 10,000 people, of Bradford-on-Avon. So there are two. Now, my first published poetry book is a self-published collection, which again is sold out. And it was illustrated by my great friend at the time, Paul Creswell. And I'm remembering him now. He lives in Bath in the UK. And it contained a collection of my early poems. Yes, that... it was a small, soft-covered volume. And again, that's completely sold out. And I can't remember who bought all the copies of that one. But yeah, there were a good number to sign. And that book was taken around on readings because I was part of a group called the Dandelion Poets, and we travelled around festivals in Wiltshire, Somerset, Dorset. Oh, don't ask me, it's a while ago now. There were four of us in the group, two men, two women. We had a good wide age range. I think there must have been about 30 years at least between the oldest and the youngest. And it was a super experience. And then we get to finally my remaining published book. And I'll tell you about the story of the book tours associated with that book in another audiobook later. Bye.